Chapter 7, Sergeant Walters. Before going to their part-time jobs on Saturday morning, Bill and Michelle told their parents what was happening. Mr. and Mrs. Martin were very surprised.
"Why didn't you tell us about this before?"
said Mrs. Martin, who was worried.
"You kids are amazing," said Mr. Martin. "No one has solved this mystery, but perhaps you can. I remember Mr. O'Neill. He was a very nice man. I'm glad you're going to the police today. It's the right thing to do."
That afternoon, the three friends went to the police station and spoke to a police officer.
"Good morning. I'm Sergeant Walters,"
said a tall man with friendly eyes.
"What can I do for you?"
"We want to report something," said Bill.
"Come into my office and sit down,"
said Sergeant Walters. Bill was a bit nervous at first, but Sergeant Walters was friendly. He, Nick, and Michelle explained everything. They talked with him for about half an hour, and he seemed interested.
"Sergeant Barnes, please bring me the O'Neill case file, number 113,
said Sergeant Walters. He looked through several papers in the file and then wrote something down.
"You three are good detectives,"
he said.
"But do you know that it is against the law to enter private property, like Mr. O'Neill's home and the Blackbeard?"
Bill and Nick were embarrassed, but Michelle was not.
"We wanted to help the police solve the case,"
she said seriously.
"We were looking for clues, but we won't do it again."
"The Devereaux are important citizens,"
said Sergeant Walters.
"They helped our community with their new museum, and they gave lots of money for the new park. The Wax Museum brings tourists and good business to our town. We don't have any real evidence against them. You found this map on their yacht, but anyone can have a map."
"But this map is identical to the ones we saw at Mr. O'Neill's house. And it was hidden behind a painting,"
said Nick.
"We want to solve the O'Neill case, too,"
said Sergeant Walters.
"But I need better evidence. For example, where is Mr. O'Neill's body? Perhaps he wanted to disappear and start a new life in another place. A lot of people disappear, you know. Or perhaps he had an accident at sea. We can't accuse anyone at the moment. We need to find his body first."
"Mr. O'Neill loved his dog,"
said Michelle.
"He could never go away and leave him."
"Dogs are very good at finding their masters. It's their sense of smell,"
said Sergeant Walters, with a strange light in his eyes.
"My men and I'll examine the secret room in Mr. O'Neill's house and take a look at those maps and his diary. But I still think he had an accident. Do you know how many people and boats disappear at sea?"
He got up from his desk and gave each of them his business card.
"Call me if you need me."
They left the police station, and Bill said,
"Now we have to find the body before anyone will listen to us."
"Yeah, bodies are easy to find. They're everywhere, didn't you know?"
said Nick, laughing.
"Oh, come on, don't worry,"
said Michelle.
"Remember what Sergeant Walter said? Dogs are good at finding their masters. It's their sense of smell. I think he's giving us a clue."
"Perhaps Rover can help us solve the case,"
said Bill. Nick thought for a moment.
"You can usually find him near the North Star, or at Mr. O'Neill's home, or..."
"Or at the Wax Museum,"
cried Michelle. Her cheeks were red with excitement.
"What attracts Rover to the museum?"
"Something inside,"
said Bill.
"Yes, but what?"
said Michelle.
"Let's find a way to get into the museum with Rover,"
said Nick.
"Dogs aren't allowed in the building, but there's a back door, the emergency exit. One of us can open it and Rover can go in."
"Great idea, Nick,"
said Bill.
"We can go tomorrow,"
said Michelle.
"It's Sunday and there are always lots of visitors at the museum. No one will notice Rover, I hope."
"Okay,"
said Bill.
"Nick, Rover likes you, so you can wait outside the back door with him. Michelle and I'll buy tickets and go in. When we get to the back of the museum, we'll open the door and you and Rover can come in. Then we'll follow the dog and see what happens."
"Good,"
said Nick.
My mother usually feeds him at 9 o'clock. I'll try to keep him at the restaurant tonight.